Economics Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I are continuing to get input from our friends at the Casey Summit, which we're attending down here in Tucson, Arizona. Chatting right now with Maren Katusa, who is the energy guy for Casey, and Rick Rule, who, among other things, is Alan Cathy's personal stockbroker with their huge, huge portfolio. I noticed earlier today you were talking about your larger clients, and I'm glad you didn't mention my name because we kind of want to keep that a secret. Having said that, we are going to chat a little bit about the junior sector right now. Are there opportunities in the junior sector? We chatted about that earlier with Olivier Garay and Jeff Clark, also from Casey Research. Rick, you've been in this business longer than I have. You know every single back alley that is associated with the resource sector. Are you concerned right now that we're not going to get a rebound?
Not at all. I can't tell you when the rebound is going to occur. But what I tried to say in my general session speech is that bear markets are the authors of bull markets, and bull markets are the authors of bear markets. The truth is, my experience over five market cycles has been that even the experienced investors take too much money over from a bull market down to a bear market. My friend and mentor and partner, Eric Sprott, summarized it as saying that although you should sell, you don't sell enough, and that which you don't sell, you experience a 35 or 40 or 50% loss on going from a bull market to a bear market. That's the bad news. The good news is, coming out of a bear market, going into a bull market, you make 500% or 600% or 1,000%. What I want to say to people is, having experienced the pain already, why don't you hang around for the gain? What Eric has told me is, you know, despite the fact that you ought to be able to optimize this, you can't. And a proposition that says that you're going to lose 40 or 50% and then you're going to make 500%, on the face of it, is not a bad proposition, arithmetically.
I think it's important to note, too, yes, we are in a bear market, and it is good to get in at the bottom of a bear market, but I don't think it's important to pick the bottom because you're going to miss it, inevitably. It's good to get in early. We're not saying that the bottom is now, but you know what? I believe that now is a good time to buy and at least slowly start to accumulate for when it does truly turn. Maren, what are some of your comments on this junior bear market right now?
Well, looking at the map room table, you can see three companies that Rick and I were involved in financing and our subscribers were. Let's take Miles Thompson's Reservoir Capital, which today no one's talking about, but it rode a huge wave for the hydrothermal, the run of river, and then it spun out RMC. You look at Africa Oil, the key is to follow the good management teams, and the opportunity in this market is getting the best management teams at a discount. You can't get that in a bull market, you get that in a bear market.
There are some great management teams out there right now, too, and I've actually seen some teams start to come together and really work on individual companies rather than a couple of these guys who have had success starting up multiple companies. I think that's kind of what got us into a situation of too many juniors on the board, and thankfully they're starting to come off. They're still not all gone, but there are some great opportunities out there with good management.
You know, I've had numerous conversations with Kenton, who is actually our broker at your firm, Rick, as you know, and the criteria that he has basically been talking about for companies that you're willing to look at right now are very, very simple. Proven management, proven documented asset, and at least $5 million in cash. That takes a whole lot of the juniors out of there. But you know what? Those are the ones that are going to come back in spades.
Yeah, I would probably be a little tiny bit more generous than Kenton in the sense that somebody who had less than $5 million would be okay if we liked them enough to give them some money. You don't have a financing risk. Maren and I have talked about this a lot. You don't have a financing risk if you're willing to obviate the financing risk, but you have to deal with management that's intelligent enough that they will save themselves from an impending financing risk. One of the things that I note in this very room here, and these are sort of good juniors, is that there are a couple people in this room who have less than a year's worth of working capital left, which means if they don't raise money in a year, they're out of business, and they won't take capital on reasonable terms. Sometimes management teams are too stupid to help themselves, and you have to avoid them.
Now, I agree fully that management is very important. Having cash is also very important. But, Maren, what are some other characteristics of companies, maybe location-wise, mineral-wise, that you're looking for when you're analyzing these companies?
Well, Doug Casey famously created the Casey 8 P's, and I think number one, without a doubt, the most important is people. Then you look at your political risk, your projects, so you go through the different P's, but Rick nailed it on the head. You can have a very exciting exploration play, but if the right people aren't working with the right money to explore and advance it, you're SOL, so you got to avoid those types of companies.
Let's kind of switch horses here just a little bit, and I want to talk a little bit about sectors, okay? Right now, most people are concerned about the bear gold market that we're in. I attended a presentation earlier here at the conference that Marin actually was in charge of. Marin basically chaired the discussion with some very, very interesting people, and they talked about energy. I am very intrigued with energy, Marin, primarily because, you know, people can't live without blood, okay? And societies can't live without energy, be it oil, be it LNG, be it uranium, what have you. I like the energy sector right now. And I'll bet you do too.
Definitely, but you also got to be careful. A lot of these energy companies on the big board, if you look at Halliburton, Schlumberger, they're trading at all-time highs. So you also have to be careful. The MLPs are trading at all-time highs. I think you got to look at, you know, what I learned most from Rick, who I spent a lot of time trying to learn from, is going where the puck is going to be. Buy the unloved sectors. Today, uranium is unloved. It might take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years. We're not saying it's going to turn around the day after you buy your stock. Okay, but you got to go and buy the contrarian investments, like uranium today. Now, if you're going to go buy LNG today, everybody's talking about it. It's on the front page of every newspaper. You are going to get slaughtered.
I really enjoyed that talk that you chaired there, Marin. I found that very fascinating, and it's something that I've been saying for a while, that energy is a fantastic investment. However, you need to find the right sector in energy. Rick, what are some of your thoughts on the energy sector?
Well, I grew up in the energy sector, so I'm quite comfortable with it. What people don't like now is North American natural gas. If you have a 5-year horizon, you should be in North American natural gas. Marin mentioned uranium. The truth is that the industry is selling the stuff for $36 a pound. They're making it for $70 a pound. They're losing $27 a pound trying to make it up on volume. That's going to change. I can't tell you if it's going to change next year or the year after. But let's assume that it took you 4 years, as an example. Let's assume it took you 4 years to go from $36 to $75. Let's assume that you bought Uranium Participation Corp. and that the outlook was that you had a 4-year double, for certain. Is there something wrong with that outlook that you can think of? There's nothing wrong from my point of view.
This is all just going back to the contrarian standpoint of investing, too, is that invest in situations and industries that are unloved right now and that have actually been around for a long time, really forever. And that's one thing that keeps me coming back to gold, is people keep on saying gold is going to go down, gold industry isn't going to be around anymore. It's not going anywhere. It's just unloved right now.
Boy, it is unloved right now. There's no question about that. I mean, we've seen a drop from, I don't know where we closed yesterday, somewhere around $1,310 an ounce, if I'm not mistaken, been as high as almost $1,900 an ounce. Yeah, we truly have a sector that isn't particularly popular right now. I want to get into why that's the case in the next segment, but just to kind of elaborate on that briefly, I find it very interesting, and I'm going to give you the final word on that, Marin. There's a very different philosophy regarding gold between the West and the East. Simplistically speaking, in 30 seconds, why do you think that's the case?
Because of the distrust of the government and past experiences. And I think that's going to continue to grow. And I think, you know, people invest in physical gold as an insurance.
People invest in physical gold as an insurance. There's no question about that. I learned that lesson very accurately, for lack of better terms, from my parents, who were immigrants. They had a very, very different, slant on gold than did most of our neighbors, what have you. We're going to be back here right after the stations have a chance to identify themselves, run their commercials. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the energy sector with Marin Katusa and Rick Rule. Stick around.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to have a brief discussion here on the energy sector. It's a sector that, Rick, you mentioned that you grew up in. You're very, very comfortable with it. I'm very comfortable with it because whether you're talking, again, as I said, natural gas, oil, coal, what have you, you know, these are elements that society simply cannot exist without. Within the energy sector, if you're looking to invest, however, there are a whole bunch of subsectors, whether you're talking about nuclear energy, whether you're talking about oil, whether you're talking about gas, whether you're talking about coal, whether you're talking about your favorite, which is solar, right? Having said that, what sectors do you like right now?
As we pointed out in the first sector, I'm attracted to uranium because everybody hates it.
I'm attracted to North American natural gas because everybody hates it. But, you know, I like the energy business generally. The oil and gas business, even the conventional part of the oil and gas business, despite the fact that the oil prices are fairly high, is a better business than the mining business is, as an example. The management teams, I mean, Marin will confirm this, if you talk to the median management team of a junior oil company, a real junior oil company, a producer, not a pretender, if you talk to the median management teams of those companies, they're better people than you find in the mining business, which makes a better business. It's also a big business. There's lots and lots and lots of aspects to it. So there's lots of opportunities in good markets and bad.
Maren, I got a question for you. Something that was brought up during the panel discussion that you chaired here earlier today, the concept of $200 a barrel oil came up. Talk about that a little bit, would you?
Sure. That was our friend, both Rick and I benefited greatly from Keith Hill and Lucas Lundin, and they believe that $200 oil's coming because the overbooking of resources in the Middle East, places such as Gwahar, which has been producing since 1955, and one oil field produces 55% of all Saudi Arabia's oil. And he's not even talking about the political risk, he's actually talking the engineering risk. And then the cost of producing shale oil, you're looking at about $80 from the best shale oil fields, such as the Bakken or the Liquids in the Eagle Ford. To confirm even further what Rick said, these oil companies are much more fiscally disciplined than the mining companies, because it's immediate cash flow, and it's all about real rather than 10 years down the road, what are they going to develop on cash flow. And I really think that the engineering and the advancements done in the energy sector are leagues above what they've done in mining. If you look at horizontal drilling and the multi-fracs, the biggest game changer in mining was about 30 years ago when they did heat bleaching, which opened up Nevada. So there needs to be some more game changers in the mining to catch up with the advancements of the energy sector.
Now, guys, as we're talking about these different energy sectors, Rick, I want to get your input on this first, and then Marin's. Whether we're talking about uranium or we're talking about oil, what are you guys looking to invest in? Is it big, large companies that are already established, or juniors or mid-tiers? Where are you guys looking?
Depends on where we are on the market. When I first got to know Al well in the early 90s, companies like BHP, the biggest and best mining companies in the world, were so cheap that I knew they were going to triple. If you can get a triple with no risk, why wouldn't you take it? The set of circumstances that we're in now is that the resource industries have gotten a fresh look since the year 2000. There's more competitors. In a discussion of Exxon or BHP, there might be 200 knowledgeable participants in the country. So the idea that I would have a unique insight that would give me a competitive advantage discussing BHP or Exxon is very low. The idea that Marin or I would have a unique insight in a company that has a $150 million or $250 million market cap, where there's not much competition in terms of analyzing, it is very high. I'm a bully. I like asymmetric fights. Even in my declining years at age 60, if I'm the only guy that shows up for a 100-meter dash, I'm going to win. And so as a consequence of that, both Marin and I play to our competitive advantages, which is the fact that we know junior capital markets well, we understand the business, and we understand how the business and the markets interact well in a sector where there isn't too much information available.
Corey, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to remind me, if I ever forget this, about Mr. Rule's concept of the declining years. He's turning 60. Big Al's turning 70 in 2 months. Thank you so much for making my day. What do you think about that sector, Marin?
Well, I've been very blessed and fortunate to have not just Rick as a mentor, but Doug Casey as a mentor. And I think the nail on the head is showing up to work every day. And a lot of the fund managers are gone. So the competition, you can now start financing these companies on your terms rather than bull market terms. And I think you're going to see more of these companies go to money heaven. They're going to disappear, and assets will get cheaper. I personally don't think we're out of the doldrums. So the best years are to come. You know, if you're a viewer of this, unless this is your full-time job, I would phone up Rick Rule's firm and go, geez, can I compete with Rick Rule? Probably not. So you want to be on that side of the fight.
If I can just get one more thought in here, you know, because it's very, very important to me. And at the age of 70, bud, I can still compete. Corey?
Well, I think it's a fantastic point that Marin brings up, is that, look, these guys are experts. We really appreciate both of you coming on our show. We hope everybody out there really appreciates listening, too, because this is what these guys do. They are experts in these segments, in these sectors, so we should be listening to them, and that's exactly why we are. So Rick, I guess I ask you now, what is really lighting a fire under you in terms of where to invest next?
You know, I feel like it's opening day of deer season and I'm at the zoo. There's a lot of targets out there, unlike 4 or 5 years ago when I was consistently complaining to Marin that there was nothing to do. There's a lot of things to do. I am constraining myself because my fortune has been made providing capital for companies via private placements of debt and equity. And while our debt book is large and growing, we have been unsuccessful largely in negotiating equity private placements on terms and conditions which satisfied us. So as a consequence of that, we're running sort of 45% cash, where we would have preferred in this kind of market condition to be 15 or 20% cash. It isn't a consequence of our conservatism because we think the stuff is cheap enough, although I agree with Marin that this market is going lower. Sometimes things are cheap enough. It's a function of the fact that the issuers, I think, regarded the pricing conditions that existed in the 2003 to 2010 period as normalized, when in fact they were optimal. And the issuers are looking at the cost of capital that they enjoyed in the best times that have ever been, and they've assumed that those are normalized. My suspicion, and I hope it's true, is that I can last longer not writing checks than they can last without cashing them, and that the balance of power will switch, which I think will occur. Marin's smiling. He concurs with me. I think it'll change over the next 18 to 24 months.
Marin, let's get your comment on this one.
Well, Rick's 1,000% correct because it already is starting to change. 2-3 years ago, Rick would, and I would meet with companies who wouldn't hear of having a warrant. So Rick and I smiled at each other. We bit our lips and we left. Now the same management teams were looking at 5-year full warrants. And management have to put up 25% of the money themselves. If that means mortgaging your house, that gives us even more belief in the guys running these companies. So now it's going the opposite. Rather than some high-flying young banker coming into your office and dictating the terms for you to spend your money, the game has changed.
The game has very definitely changed. You know, I think the thing that I've learned from the first couple of segments here on the second hour is that it really, really is important to deal with people who know what they're doing in this particular business. And I got to tell you, between Rick Rule and Marin Katusa, these are very, very definitely at the top of our list in terms of go-to guys. You need to read Marin's material in Casey Research. And if you're not familiar with Sprott Global right now, you need to get more familiar with them. Guys, thanks a lot.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the last 2 segments of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. As I said earlier, this particular show has originated entirely from the Casey Conference down in Tucson, Arizona. I've got to make a couple of comments here. Number one, the people who attend these conferences are very, very serious people. And trust me, we'll be coming to all of these conferences from now on for that reason. We have chatted about primarily economic issues for the last 6 segments. We're going to switch over here. Corey and I are chatting with Doug himself and Louis James. I'm going to chat a little bit about politics, which I know is one of Doug's favorite subjects. Your keynote speaker here, Doug, is my hero, who is, you know, Ron Paul. Ron Paul's former chief of staff, Jeff Deist, is a golfing buddy of ours, and he also co-hosts typically a couple of segments of the show of our show every week. I got all the time in the world for Ron. I don't want to talk really about Ron right now, though. I want to talk about what I think is going to happen very possibly in the United States, and I think it's going to happen for political reasons more than anything else. I think we're going to have some very, very difficult times, and I think those difficult times are going to originate because there are too many takers in the United States, and the reason there are too many takers in our country, Doug, is because that's what the government is pushing. Would you agree with that?
Oh, that's completely correct, Al. I actually hate to talk about politics because that is a subtle endorsement of the idea of government. And to be quite candid, and perhaps to shock a few of your listeners, I actually don't acknowledge the right of the government to exist. Why? Because it's institutionalized coercion. There's no voluntarism at all about government. I don't think that the idea of government, if certainly not as presently constituted, even belongs in a civil society. It's necessarily a corrupting influence. But no, you're totally correct at this point. Everybody sees the government as a cornucopia and a method to get what they want from somebody else. And, of course, now there's a bifurcation between the 99% and the 1%. It's time to eat the rich. And that's kind of an odd thing because, on the one hand, it's totally wrong to want to steal somebody's money because they're rich. But on the other hand, so many of the people that are rich today are rich solely because of government action. They stand closer to the fire hose of money spewing forth from Washington, so they get rich from it. So, actually, while it's wrong to eat the rich because they tend to be the productive people, there are a lot of the rich that deserve to be eaten. It's going to wind up a very unhappy story with a very sad end over the next few years, in my opinion.
Let me jump in on that because I think we have an issue of nomenclature. And this goes back to the Robin Hood problem. Robin Hood robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. That's actually not true. Robin Hood robbed from the sheriff of Nottingham. He was a tax collector. And that's kind of what Doug is saying. It's not the rich per se. It's the plunderers. And they actually deserve all the scorn that can be heaped on them. To be more specific, to answer your question, I think since the New Deal, the United States government has been actively encouraging an entitlement mentality, but actually a dependency mentality. If the government says, you don't need to worry about retirement now, we'll make sure that you're okay. You don't need to worry about catastrophic medical problems, we'll make sure that's okay. What that is saying is, you poor little persons, you know, you're not smart enough to do the right thing. Big Brother will take care of you. You don't need to be responsible. We will be responsible for you. So what are you teaching? You're teaching irresponsibility. You do that for a couple generations, and it's not surprising what we have now. And what we have now, worse than just the generations of teaching, is we have gone beyond the point of no return. The more than 51% of the people or corporations, persons of one sort or another, on the dole. And once you go past that 51%, you cannot vote yourself out of that situation.
Louis, you know, I have to agree with both you and Doug here. And it's sad but true, I think, the way that government has grown to a level where it's running this country into the ground. And quite frankly, I don't see a way out of what's going on in the U.S. right now. But my question to, I guess, you, Doug, is why aren't more Americans waking up to this fact that there has been this renewed, movement to, you know, clean up government, but there still aren't, in my opinion, enough people that are on this boat that want government to truly change?
Well, that's because, as Louis said, over 51% of the people are directly or indirectly on the dole. And it's actually even worse than that, because there are about 20 million people that work directly for the government. I hate to say work for the government. I would say are employed by the government. That's a somewhat different thing. I don't want to imply that they're doing useful work. And there are many, many, many millions more that rely on those 20 million indirectly. So nobody wants to upset the apple cart. Nobody wants to see their rice bowl broken. So even if all those people agreed with us, yes, it's terrible, it's stupid, it's unproductive, they don't want to overturn the apple cart they're riding on right now. So trends in motion stay in motion until a crisis turns them around, and we will have a big crisis. I don't know which way it'll go after the crisis. Will it get better or will it get worse? Could be either.
Well, we're going to get into that in the next segment, but I want to tell you guys a funny story that really kind of exemplifies, Doug, what you just said. Back in 2007, I had two people in this world who I really, really respect tell me that the Savior had arrived. Okay, and I said, well, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, this guy Barack Obama is an absolutely amazing man. He is going to save the United States. And I said, well, you know, I'm fairly conservative in my voting, but I said, you know, in deference to you guys, and because I respect your opinions, I will, I'll look into the guy. So I read his second book, which is entitled The Audacity of Hope, and I got about 50% of the way through the book. I did finish it, by the way, but I realized very quickly that the man had a very definite agenda, and the agenda was I want government to take care of everybody. But what he was really saying was, I want government to control everybody. And I got to tell you guys, and I'd like your opinions on this, Doug, I know you're not a political junkie, but I think that the current administration is doing a phenomenally good job in terms of enslaving the United States, because the average person on the street doesn't know any better.
Oh, yes. Well, Obama's a catastrophe. And, of course, I don't vote because I don't want to endorse the political process, even indirectly, by adding my grain of sand to all those other us on the beach, because it's meaningless. But if I had to vote the last election, and if I had to vote for either the Democrats or the Republicans, horrible choice, I probably would have voted for Obama, because he seemed like less of a warmonger than McCain. But what a terrible choice. You get to vote for Caligula or Nero. Take your choice. Horrible choice to have to make. And those are the choices that you're confronted with in American elections these days.
Louis, if I can just interject, I know you want to say something here. We've got about, well, we've got a minute left here. Why don't you go ahead and wrap it up, and then we'll get into the second segment.
I'll just say real quick, to again go from theory to specifics, if there's any doubt, any question about what we're just talking about, look at what's going on with the revelations, the Snowden revelations, the NSA. If the people aren't up in arms about that, I mean, this isn't just something that's happening to those guys over there or those brown people over there. It's happening to everybody. They're snooping on everybody all the time in every way. Emails, phone calls, everything. Postal mail, physical mail. And people should be out in the streets about this. The fact that they're not, it tells you that the goose is cooked. I mean, there is no turning back from this. The people are asleep at the switch.
Louis, I got to tell you, we've got to wrap up this segment because the stations have to take their breaks, identify themselves, and we have to do, need to obviously run their commercials. But I got to tell you, the situation with the, quote, National Security Agency scares the daylights out of me. I have a friend who was the former chief prosecuting attorney for the government under Ronald Reagan for the state of Washington, and he told me, he said, Corlin, you better believe they're listening to both you and me. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen, on that happy note. We're going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. It has been a real pleasure doing our entire show from the Casey Conference, Casey Summit here in Tucson, Arizona. Chatting right now to, again, wrap up the show with both Doug and Lobo, Louis James. And, you know, it's interesting, Louis, you brought up the situation with the NSA.
The no such agency.
I'm sorry?
The no such agency.
Yeah.
They used to deny it existed.
Exactly. Exactly. I find it amazing, as you mentioned, that Americans aren't up in arms. But, you know, that just goes to prove to you, man. It goes to show you that 80 or 90% of the people are totally uninformed. They're in their own little worlds, and they don't care.
I'd go beyond uninformed and say that with government education for I don't know how many generations now, they are not just ignorant, but they are not capable. They are not mentally equipped to even grasp what is going on. They don't have the analytical skills. They are not taught critical thinking, and they're certainly not taught to question authority. It's just not there. It's not going to happen.
There are some people out in the U.S., obviously, that are open or that understand what we understand. Doug, do you think that we're going to start to see these people move away from the U.S. and set up their residency elsewhere before something bad really happens?
Well, I think it's critically important for everybody that's in a position to do so to get a second crib outside of their home country. This is a lesson that should have been taught by people that were in Russia in the early 1920s, that were in Germany in the early 1930s, that were in Vietnam in the 70s, China in the 50s. Countries rise and fall, and it's very unpleasant and inconvenient to be in a country that's going the wrong direction. And I think it's going to get worse and worse in the U.S., because the only way to solve this problem is taking agencies like the NSA and pulling it out by its roots and getting rid of its gigantic facilities in Utah and Washington, D.C. The CIA, everybody thinks, oh, yeah, we need that to protect us. It serves no useful purpose. It's never predicted anything correctly, from Soviet economic figures to the invasion, to the missiles in Cuba, to the Korean War. I mean, it's a gigantic, dangerous, overly funded, Wrong Way Corrigan, and this is true of absolutely every one of these U.S. government agencies, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better.
My parents literally ran out of Russia in 1917, literally ran to China, where my dad grew up. My mother's side, my grandfather was in the Russian Navy, okay? He was on vacation with his family in London in 1917 when the revolution happened. I can tell you firsthand how critical it is to have some type of escape plan simply based on my parents and my grandparents. It's absolutely critical. That's one of the reasons that my wife and I live where we live, Louis, is because nobody's going to hassle us up there, man. The closest grocery store is 22 miles away. That is a consideration in our lives, for lack of better terms. What do you think the catalyst could conceivably be that could push us off the cliff?
Well, broad question. But actually, to rewind a moment to the previous question, I just want to say I don't actually see a mass exodus. As Doug likes to say, most people, even very intelligent people, have a sort of medieval serf mentality. They feel like they somehow it's right for them to be where they are, and it takes extraordinary pressure to get people to move, except for the few adventurous ones. You know, there's that bell curve out there, but few people are on the edge that will willingly go to some place where they speak another language, eat food with the wrong spices, and so on. It just, most people won't do that, no matter how smart and obviously important that is. So, word to the wise out there, if you're thinking about this at all, or you're concerned about what's going on, and you don't believe that the political will exists in this country to turn it around, then you need to overcome your own inertia and your own prejudices, and at least have an option, an escape route. Fine, don't go live in Guatemala if you don't want to, but have some option outside of the greatest source of danger to you today, which is your own government. Sorry, what was the other question?
What will be the catalyst of this fall?
It could be anything, but generally as the government runs out, not of money, but credibility, when things stop working, when people won't take funny pieces of paper, when the system starts coming apart, you know, when it's visibly coming unglued at the edges, I realize that's not very specific. But any number of things can happen. But it's actually about a con game coming undone and the confidence ending. Doug, do you have anything more specific on that?
No, that's extremely well said, and I second that emotion.
Doug, I wanted to bring this conversation back to something that you said in your last comment of this rise and fall, and right now we are clearly on the fall. But my question is, will this be the collapse of the empire, or are we going to be able to dig our way out of this trend that we're going down?
We only have a few minutes, and it's impossible to recount the decline and fall of the Roman Empire and compare it to the U.S. In that short period of time. But all complex organisms eventually suffer from entropy. The second law of thermodynamics acts on all living things. So even if the U.S. was still America, it would still inevitably become more complex, more regulated, more taxed. And the way the government tries to solve these problems is by adding more regulations and more complexity and hiring more employees to solve the problem. And that just makes the situation worse. So, no, I don't think there's any way out of it at this point for that reason and the reason I mentioned earlier. There are too many people whose rice bowls would be broken if the current system, as bankrupt it is, changed.
Actually, if you look at the Declaration of Independence and you look at the complaints of the colonists against King George III, you could say almost every one of those things, slightly updated for the times, is true of the United States governments. And I particularly remember that he sends swarms of inspectors to harass us and tax us and so on. It's exactly the situation today. But our forefathers were willing to have a revolution over a 2% tea tax, whereas our cost of government day is in August what now? and we put up with it.
You know, it's amazing, but I think the reason this is going on, you guys, is really, really simple. And I think it consists of two words, and those two words are human nature, okay? A certain amount of the population is very complacent, and as long as they're warm and fed, you know, and really don't have anything else in life that they have to conserve themselves with, because of the very essence of that particular segment of the population's human nature, their makeup, they're not going to care. Then you've got a smaller percentage of the population, people like you guys, clear-thinking, intelligent people who are going to care, okay? Where are they going to go? they're going to do everything they can to control the other 80%, 90% of the people. Simple human nature, and I think that was the downfall of Rome. That was the downfall of every major society. Let's take a look at China for an example, okay? And I think, as you said, Doug, every complex organism, okay, basically, eventually goes away. The United States, the Western, let's not even say the United States. Let's say the civilized Western world, if you can call them civilized. You know, evolution. It's going to change, and I think we're in it right now. Any comments?
Second law of thermodynamics.
That's right. And Europe is further down the slippery path than the U.S. and Canada. So, absolutely. I've long said that in another generation it's going to be nothing but a source of houseboys and maids for the Chinese.
Now, guys, we only have about a minute and a half left. So I'm going to just throw this question out there. Answer it if you want. If not, what countries are you looking to that are solid, that are fundamentally strong or running how they should be?
No such place.
Yeah, that's true. There isn't any such place. But if I was going to live in the Orient and I wanted to live in a city, I'd go to Singapore. But most of my time is spent in South America, in Argentina and Uruguay. Argentina being on the surface a horrible choice. But I could give you reasons why it's actually a really fun place to live in, despite the incredibly stupid government. So, no matter where you go, there you are.
No matter where you go, there you are. You know, I tell you, I've had the good fortune to travel throughout my career, and I really realize one thing that I think is really important. Number one, you've got to identify human nature, and number two, you have to identify the particular stage that a country is at. In the United States, we're very definitely at one stage. You mentioned South America, Doug. I haven't been to Uruguay, but let's say I've been to Argentina. It's an entirely different situation than the United States. And you know what? I commend you for living as much time, as spending as much time as you are, both in Argentina and Uruguay. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And Doug, I want to thank you for allowing us to originate a great radio show at this conference.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro
plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder, available only at hempusa.org.